Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
Rugby League. It's in our blood. The greatest game of all. And it's here. On digital radio and on the Triple M app. Another week, more drama. Welcome for Ream Hot Water. Triple M Rocks the Footy.
Live at ANZ Stadium today, and we're only 2 hours away from kickoff for our game between Parramatta and the Bulldogs. We'll talk more about the Bulldogs this hour and where they're going right and where they're going wrong. So that's coming up. Boyd Corden from the Roosters will chat with us as well. Now, I've got with me right now Gordon Tallis, Hoops. We've had an interchange happen. We've lost Paul Kent. We bring in the Prime Minister of Penrith, Mark Geyer.
Good afternoon.
How are you, mate?
Good to be here. A day after an election, a few sausage sandwiches, yeah. And at the polling booth. Well done to all the eventual winners, and especially Gladys.
Do you need a pass to get out of Penrith on a Sunday? I've never seen you out of Penrith on a Sunday.
My wife's at a netball carnival today, so...
Right. Where's that at?
Parramatta.
Right.
Up just up the road.
So it's nice to have you here, mate.
No, thanks for having me. So yeah. I'm glad, especially with big Gordy and Hoops and PK, who's just about to leave, but yeah, good to be here.
Good win for the Panthers.
It was much needed because they've got the Storm next week, which is a home game played at Bathurst. So I thought they had to win one of them two games, either last night or Melbourne, to stay away from the rut. James Maloney's defence was fantastic. You know, if he defends like that every week, he's obviously a shoo-in for Origin, but we know he can defend like that now that he's done it. So there's no more excuses. You know, you just put your body on the line like he does.
Okay. After that victory, let's get one of the stars of the Panthers squad on the phone right now to talk to us. Regan Campbell-Gillard, welcome to Sunday Triple M NRL.
Hey, boy, how you going?
Fantastic, mate. And as MG said, you probably needed to have a win over the next fortnight, mate. But to get a win in Newcastle against Newcastle by 2 points, geez, you'd take that.
Yeah, definitely. I think any win you can get on the road is definitely a bonus. But we're happy with the win. But obviously, there's a few areas there where we need to fix still. And obviously, we've got Melbourne next week as well, so that's going to be a massive challenge for us. But, definitely a good way to kickstart the season.
Talking about that, Regan, last week against Parramatta, you started really slow, and it was sort of the case last year as well. Against the Melbourne Storm, mate, that's one thing that you can't do.
Exactly. If you're giving this miss, they'll hurt you really, really badly. So, we've been trying to fix our starts this year, and... they're getting somewhat okay, but we definitely need to be a lot better next week against Melbourne because they're playing football as if they're the middle of the season or semi-finals right now. So they're in some really good form after the first two games, and it's going to be a big challenge.
Hey, Regan, what about that performance of little Jimmy Maloney last night? It was Jeff Tuvey-esque, some of those shots he was putting on and some of the defensive plays, especially off your own goal line. And then he also had his usual busy influence in attack as well.
Yeah, I think it's a massive contribution there by Jimmy, also getting his tackling correct. I think that's probably been his best performance in 10 years of his career. So, I think his defence was outstanding. Just on their little effort plays as well, I thought the game changer there with Edric Lee stripping the ball there, I thought, again, was a massive game changer there. And Jimmy and calling Dory at Panthers, just keeps doing the same thing over and over and over again. He doesn't really learn from the mistake that he does.
What's Dory like? Fawn and Dory the goldfish? Or
no, what? It's Fawn and Nemo. Dory's the friend that forgets
Nemo.
Everything.
Oh,
the blue one.
Hoopy. RCG, obviously, last weekend against Para, the forwards were coming a little bit of fire. Yesterday, you kind of took that personally by the looks of things, and first two runs you had off the bench were blockbusters, and it was like you were back in the blue jersey of the Origin. You must have taken it personally.
Yeah, definitely. I thought our middles were all okay last week, and Jimmy virtually led the way last week, and I believe we can't really just have one person doing it as well. So I thought our outside backs were pretty phenomenal again last night as well. And with both, you know, Dallin and Malachi and Dylan there at fullback, the back three connected very well and giving us middle of a good possession to obviously come into the ball with it. But yeah, you know, like I said, you know, when the time's needed and those runs that I have to do, I'll do it for the team and they come up for it.
Did you watch the game on Friday night? Did you see Payne Guy Jr. play?
Yeah, I only watched probably the 25 minutes of it, and yeah, he was really outstanding. I thought he really took it personal to lead their forward pack, and he's a young kid, full of talent, and a very big body.
What about for you, Regan? Last year, we saw your previous coach, Anthony Griffin, had you starting a lot of games from the bench, and I see where Ivan Cleary's employing a similar tactic so far this year. How do you find that?
I've been training all pre-season, obviously starting, but obviously there's a few injuries going around the club at the moment, and we spoke about if we could save a couple of interchanges there, and but I think once we get Billy back in the next few weeks, I think I might be starting again. So as of now, I think it's just doing my part for the team and what's best for the team. And like I said, where we can save that that interchange there, I think it's going to help us in the long run.
About this time last year, I come and done an interview for you with you and Trent Merrin for Channel 7 News. And
correct.
Now I'm hearing you might be coming back to St George. Have you spoken to him?
I spoke to him probably 2 weeks ago when he seemed very miserable. I think he's just pretty much homesick. But again, I've only just heard today about it that he wants to come home. I think he's probably more homesick than anything else. But I also think...
North of England will do that to you.
When it gets dark at 3 p.m, that does it to you.
Definitely. But I think also the form of their team as well is not going too well. And, Mez is a competitor and doesn't like losing. And I think he's a little bit behind at the moment, also with no wins and a bit of pressure from as a key signer or a marquee signer for them. So... he doesn't handle pressure too well. I know that for a fact. It would be nice to see him come back, but I'm not too sure yet.
All right, good on you, mate. Good to catch up with you, Regan, and all the best this coming week in Bathurst against Melbourne.
Thank you, guys.
Good on you, buddy.
Regan Campbell-Gillard joining us on Sunday Triple M NRL after yesterday's victory over the Newcastle Knights. But I was going to ask you, Hoops, before you go any further, that'd be a nice pickup considering what's happened at the Dragons to get Trent Merrin back, depending on where his head's at the moment.
Yeah, it's an interesting one, Maroon. I think the way that this has unfolded is Trent Merrin's actually reached out to St George Illawarra, and because of the suspension that's indefinite at the moment with Jack DeBellin, he's just said, look, if you're looking for a middle forward, well, I could be available. So basically, Trent has driven this conversation and instigated it with St George Illawarra. But I don't think the Dragons are going to go down that road. I think as good a forward as Trent Merrin is, I'm not sure that they'd have the latitude to be able to fit him in with their salary cap at the moment. Certainly they wouldn't this year. And I'm not sure that they would even have that next season.
But
so I don't
if
think
a player's ringing you, the ball's in your court. So, mate, you can come back at this price.
Yeah. Well, spot on. Yeah, mate, if he wanted to do it, he'd have to take a hell of a haircut. But from the people who I've spoken to, I'm not sure that the Dragons I'm not sure that the Dragons want to go down that road.
All right, Sunday Triple M NRL right across the Triple M network. And, Bulldogs game here this afternoon at 4 o'clock. People still already starting to pile in to watch them. They've got a good support, the Bulldogs. But much has been said about the way they started this year. last year, the salary cap dramas that they had, getting Aaron Woods, having to offload Aaron Woods, the form of Kieran Foran. These are all discussions around the Bulldogs at the moment. The board, the coach, from top to bottom, they have been analysed and analysed. Here is your opportunity, Bulldogs fans, to call in on 133353. Do you want to say anything about the Bulldogs? Where do they go from here, this famous club? Can they get a win today? Can they put last week behind them? What do you guys think, Bulldogs fans? Will you be here this afternoon? Let's have a look at one of Sydney's more famous clubs and one of the more successful out of the 80s and 90s. A little bit of a rut at the moment, but look, let's discuss it next. The Bulldogs as Triple M rocks the footy. Triple M NRL live at ANZ Stadium. The Boss Glory Days. 4 o'clock is kickoff today for our main game. Right now we've got Gordy Tallis, we've got Hoops, we've got Mark Iron Maroon. We're just going to have a little bit of a look at the Bulldogs who've, well, it all sort of came to a head, Hoops, I guess, sort of midway or three quarters through last year when their key signing Aaron Woods had to move on for to another club. So did Moses Mbai. This year starts. A lot of people outside the Bulldogs didn't hold a lot of hope for them this season. They were tailed up by the Warriors. We're going to get a few Bulldogs fans on the phone on 133353. But I think Bulldogs, traditionally, they're just used to success.
Oh, for sure. Look, they're one of the proudest clubs in terms of premierships and the history of Canterbury Bankstown. Obviously, you go back to the Bullfrog Moore era, beg your pardon. And, you know, his daughter, Karen, is now in charge. Lynn, I beg your pardon. I'm on fire here, Maroon. I'm making more mistakes than you.
Oh, hang on.
Lynn's now in charge as a chairperson of the Bulldogs at the moment. And they're trying to get that Canterbury Bankstown culture back, but it's going to be a slow process. They made the big decision, as well as those players that you mentioned, to also let David Clemmer go. And they brought in Dylan Napa. And last week, against the New Zealand Warriors, they were just completely overwhelmed. So I guess the interesting thing will be to see how they respond today, because it's an amazing thing.
Well, it's the same 17, isn't it?
That's so it. Dean Pay, the coach, has showed faith. He's given them an opportunity to crack at a second chance. So
well there's two ways to go. You either drop them and say that you're not good enough, or you go, listen, that's a one-off. They played, you know, the Warriors in a very emotional week for anybody, you know, let alone a Kiwi, very, very proud nation. And they got blown off the park and then basically given them an opportunity to say, listen, is that a one-off or is that two? So you would expect the Dogs. And what I've noticed over the whole round is, you know, like looking at stats and you think, oh, yeah, well, I'm going to tip this side. It's attitude. Attitude's the key. You look at Broncos to Pangai Jr.'s attitude on Friday night to the Cowboys being a little bit down and Penrith, Campbell, Gillard. Well, he didn't play like that in round one. So
Even Roosters last night.
Attitude. Attitude is a big thing, so you would expect the Bulldogs' attitude, and they're a proud club, a family club, so you'd expect a better outing from them today.
I still don't know why Rhys Martin isn't in their 17.
A lot of people asking that question, MG.
I think there's more to it. There's got to be. And I don't know if, you know, obviously I'm not a reporter. I can't go and ask questions.
I've asked the question, and well, they say that if you look at their back row, so Josh Jackson, he's played State of Origin. Raymond Fatala-Mariner, he's Kiwi international.
Yep.
Adam Elliott, decent player. He's starting lock. And then they bought from your joint, Corey Harawira-Naira, at the back end of last season. So and he's also played for New Zealand as well. So they say that at the moment, that's why Rhys Martin hasn't been able to force his way into the side.
And they're all fair players.
Yeah, they are. But you look at, I mean, Rhys Martin, when the Dogs did have some success last year and when everyone had written them off,
it was him.
Basically put the red pen through them. It was he and it was Lachlan Lewis, and it was the energy that this younger generation of players brought into the joint.
There was a snippet in Buzz's column today about a player. It might have been the Bulldogs player or like a good young player that's sniffing around the Cowboys. Might be him, eh? If you're joining the dots, Hoops.
Would be him.
Okay. Boys, 133353, if you've just joined us on Sunday Triple M NRL, the boys are just having a look at the Dogs, what's gone wrong, what's gone right in the last 12 months or so, Hoops.
Yeah, Anthony, Triple M NRL, you just asked those questions earlier, and Bulldogs fans have started to ask a few questions. One of them says, can I just check, is Anthony Maroon a Bulldogs ambassador? Because I've just seen a Sydney bus drive past with a picture of him and Aaron Molan and Bulldogs coach Dean Pay.
Yeah, oh, wow. Yeah. No, I'm at Bankstown RSL ambassador, a proud one. A proud
so
one.
How does South Juniors feel about that?
Well, I'm not an ambassador at South Juniors, so I could give
two-fifths
whatever.
You tell me that you do gigs for them and they give you free Chinese.
I never said that
whoever
to you.
Whoever pays the bills, he'll put his...
No commercial arrangement with South Juniors. I have an ambassadorship with Bankstown RSL, which I'm very proud to have. It's a brand new club. If you'd like to come, Gordon, I'm sure you can have lunch there one day, whatever you like.
Is that why the boys...
What sort of food do they toss up, mate?
Oh, they've got everything. They've got Asian. They've got a lovely Italian arrangement there. Noodles, and they've got steaks, whatever you want.
Well, that's Asian, isn't it?
But you're happy to come. But that's above board.
Isn't Dean Payne do that when he's... With Canterbury Leeds.
Well, there was a little bit of conjecture around that. But, they support the Bulldogs.
So you're throwing Dean Pay under the bus now.
No, I'm not.
You know what? We've actually run out of buses already this year.
Yeah.
And we're in week two. Can you stop throwing people under buses?
Okay. No worries.
Okay, we got friends out there, you know. Dino's a champion. Why would you throw him under the bus?
I didn't throw him under the bus. Great fella. A lovely bloke. I deal with him a lot at Bankstown RSL.
Can I just ask, how much ambassadorising do you do?
I do more than Aaron and more than Dean Pay.
Okay.
133353. Let's get to these callers.
Is that your own line? Is it? Ring up if they want you to do any.
Oh, dear. Bill from Bankstown, you're a Bulldog supporter. What would you like to say?
Hey, mate, Mr. Gordon Cullis, you've got to try the margarita, first of all. It's pretty good down at Bankstown League Club.
Margarita.
Yeah.
Bankstown RSL.
Ching, ching. Mate, I'll try one too in a pina colada straight after.
Yeah, they're pretty good. They're pretty good. As a Bulldogs fan, I mean, the Dogs can get the wooden spoon and we can celebrate and close the streets till morning. However, like you said, we haven't seen much success from the Dogs and... believe it or not, yes, they did make the grand final in 2014, but they just weren't threatening. If you realise the semi-finals, they won by golden by field goal. The grand final itself wasn't as strong as well. So it isn't an issue that's been raised, you know, for the last few or so. It's sort of been since 2012 after we let go all of our, you know, marquee attacking players such as Michael Leonard, Ben Barber, you know, and we never were able to bounce back from that. We never got any star attacking players after that. We just seem to sort of, you know, stick with the goes. It's okay if we come eighth as long as we hit the finals. And, you know, that expectation sort of started to go down and we stopped making the finals and now we're contenders for the wooden spoon. So credit to Dean Pay. He has tried a lot. They have tried to do a bit of shifting, but it will take a bit of time for Dean Pay to sort of climb up that tunnel that Des Hasler has sort of compiled the club in, and we should hopefully expect results within a year or so, but I just won't expect any results anytime soon.
Well, hang in there, Billy. Good on you, mate.
Good on you, mate. Thanks for your call. And that's all you can do as a supporter is just, I reckon the...
You've got to take the good with the bad.
Yeah, the worse your team's going, the more you got to support them.
Very, very rare.
They're in a rebuilding phase. Yeah. The Bulldogs are in a rebuilding phase because their salary cap's still in a mess. They paid a hell of a lot of money for Kieran Foran. And then they made some hard decisions where they allowed, you know, David Clemmer and Aaron Woods and some of those bigger name players to move on. Yeah, that's right, Moses Mbai. So it's going to take time and the fans are going to need to be patient. But I've got no doubt, Canterbury Bankstown, the thing about the Bulldogs historically, they don't stay down for long.
Yeah, well said, Hoops. Sunday Triple M NRL, we're talking about the Bulldogs and Lachlan from Parramatta. You wanted to weigh in on this. Go for your life, mate.
Yeah, just had a thought. I don't know if they've got much direction because they signed blokes like Jack Cogger when they've got Lachlan Lewis and Foran, and then they don't seem to play them. Like, it just doesn't seem like they're making interesting decisions, in my opinion.
Yeah, the recruitment, I suppose, you know, in the last... Well, last year, Kieran Foran, I don't think they were ready for him to play the season that he had. Like, their marquee signing... You know, he's on Big Bunny and but I don't even know how he got a clearance to play last year. He's that bunged up. And when that happens to one of your main players, it kind of derails the year before it even starts.
Yeah.
So, and it's gone over the years where if the Bulldogs come and ask you, well, you had to be a certain type of player like the Broncos. And now with the managers, they don't care. They'll send you to any club and the Bulldogs have probably lost that little bit of...
Family.
You know, family, mate. And if you got offered from the Bulldogs, you had to be a great player for one and... You know, normally like a representative player.
All right, good on you, Locke. Thanks for your call, mate, and all the best with your team for the remainder of the season. This is Sunday Triple M NRL. We are at ANZ Stadium. We are with Gordy Tallis. MG is our special guest today.
Bankstown.
Triple M Royalty, Penrith Royalty. Yeah, that's a Gordon. Just leave it, mate, right?
Oh, pretty pulling point.
How much can I take off this bloke?
That was a bit of a menace point there.
Yeah,
what do you mean, Gordon?
Yeah, picking on your family, mate. I feel sorry for your family.
Mate, I feel sorry for your family.
Mate, if you'd hooked your finger back then, that would have been James Graham. If the way you were starting to
What do you feel sorry for my family?
I feel sorry for your family because this is the stress I get. This is the stress I get from you 4 hours on a Sunday arvo, and those poor buggers have got to live with you. Put up with you every day. I mean, you know everything, don't you? There's not a topic you don't know about. Finances, relationships, love, pets,
no,
cars,
you've taught me,
geography,
you've taught me something about finances I'd never thought.
Yeah,
cash.
Nah, of course.
I don't know everything about finances.
There's only one king of finance, mate.
Yeah.
And it ain't Gordy.
See, this is the other thing.
What
they all do, MG, as soon as you one of them gets you down, they all just come in and put the slipper in. They just put the slipper in. See that? As soon as he had a crack, he jumped in, didn't he? See that? Unbelievable, you guys.
It's very hard not to.
What's that, mate?
It's very hard not to.
Yeah, well, I expect more from you, mate.
Don't go pointing your finger at him. Did you watch him go at Wally?
That's two
mate,
points.
You're
not Wally Lewis, mate. You can't stand in front of MG and bark your little orders.
These blokes,
your little chihuahua.
It's amateur hour, right? But when you come in, you've done breakfast radio, you've got your own show. I expect more from you. Oh, anyway.
And don't sledge us just because we haven't done breakfast radio.
Yeah, that's right.
Sunday Triple MNRL live at ANZ Stadium. And we're going to take a break. When we come back, we will speak to Roosters Boyd Cordner as Triple M rocks the footy. Triple M rocks the footy live at ANZ Stadium today for our game this afternoon. Parramatta and the Doggies. The boys will get a chance to look at that one shortly. We haven't spoken about the Sharks win yesterday. Congratulations to you, Sharks fans. Over 15,000 people at Shark Park as Paul Gallen equaled ET's number of games, 328. Now, he'll beat it now in the next couple of weeks, but congratulations to Gal. We love you, mate. 20 points to 6 over the Titans. If you missed it, here is yesterday's play of the day.
Triple M NRL, play of the day.
Brayley again, now Townsend to Moylan. Moylan right side, he got it away to Britton Nakora. There's a try, game number 2 for the number 11, and the Sharkies are making easy work of this, Del. Well, they made easy work of it in the first half, but in the second half it was a bit dour. One try to the Gold Coast Titans, and the Titans are now 0-2 with one try out of two games. And even the most rusted on Titans fan would have to question where they are going in 2019. I know, having said that, no Ash Taylor. Ash Taylor was missing from that side yesterday. No Tyrone Roberts.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, it's a long season. We wish them all the best. But, you know, we talk all this talk. Let's talk about what goes on the field. Where'd they go wrong yesterday, firstly, Gordy?
Obviously, like when you lose your two halves and the kicking games are so important, where you start your sets. Last week in the wet, not to score a point, when it's wet conditions, you don't want to be coming off your own end, and they did it all last Sunday night, and they made mistakes, and the Raiders beat them 21-0. To go down to Shark Park after the boys coming off a loss, you know, poor Gallen equaling, you know, probably the club's greatest player in Andrew Ettinghausen's career. Well, you know, they're always going to be tough to beat. You don't want to play those drag-em-out tough sides when you don't have all your players sort of on deck. But you look at the way Jai Arrow played and Ryan James and the effort they put in, well, you'd be looking back at the other guys and like the other 15 and go, boys, this is it. This is the not negotiables, this much effort that you're putting in. Their execution's been down, but they've got Riley Jacks come in and AJ Brimson, so he's still learning his craft. He was fullback, so now they've both been thrown into the halves, and their forward packs is probably getting sort of outplayed at the moment as well. So it's, and they don't have the creation.
That's what it is, yeah.
They don't have the creation.
There was one stat yesterday, Gordy, and Hoops and Tone, that they had the ball 59 times inside the Sharks' 20-metre line. The Sharks had like 5 or 6 inside of Titans.
Wow.
So obviously there was a breakdown in communication as far as the 6 and 7 and the one go. You know, obviously, as Gordy said, when you're half and 5-8 and missing, it's a big hole.
Yeah.
Riley Jackson's coming from a new system altogether from Melbourne. And I think AJ Brimson's probably a fullback. He's better when he doesn't have to think too much about the process.
Mm.
Just get the ball and run, AJ, and he seems to be does that really well. So, look, I wouldn't panic yet.
Yeah.
When you've got a bloke like Jai Arrow in your team, the future Queensland captain, almost running for 300 metres,
That's an effort, isn't it?
Well, that embarrasses the other guy. That embarrasses the other guys, Gordy, who look at them stats the next day and go, "Well, shit, I only did 100, you know, and only from 10 runs." And Jai Arrow's only about 95 kilos, so it's.
And when you stand beside him, he's small, but yeah. But like his whole chest must be full of heart. You
big
know,
time, just, big time.
Just the way he played, and it's just the effort, you know. Like you look, mate. Not making excuses, mate. I know that the organisation will be really disappointed. You know, they signed Mel, and we know that Garth Brennan's a better coach than that, but for some reason they got to learn how to win.
Yeah.
Too. You know, like they've been in a. At the wrong end of the stick for the last few years, and you've got to learn to win. And I know that they have turned the corners, they've trained harder than they have in, like, through the off season. You know, they jump through every hoop that they were asked for, but, you know, let's just hope that it turns around and they start winning games and get some confidence.
Well, speaking to their coach and just touching on that off season, Gordy, speaking to their coach, Garth Brennan, before they played their opening game of the year, and he said, the playing group has been to some really dark places over the off-season, and he meant that physically. Like he said, physically, we have really tried to get these blokes fine-tuned and conditioned into tip-top shape because we know that's where we need to be better. For whatever reason, it hasn't transferred onto the field at this point. And I think clearly they're missing their best player and their highest paid player in Ash Taylor. But I wonder, it doesn't get any easier. They've got to play South Sydney, then they've got to play the Warriors over in New Zealand. MG, to your point, I wonder at what stage will Garth Brennan go, okay, I've got to put AJ Brimson at fullback, and they've got to get Ash Taylor back as quick as they can from that injury.
Okay, yeah, well, that's the thing. I mean, you talk about the future Queensland captain. Well, their perfect squad. Their squad, when they're all fit and available, you've got Jai Arrow, you've got Shannon Boyd, you've got Ash Taylor.
Jared Wallace,
Tyrone Peachey, Brimson. On paper, they're a really good-looking side.
Yeah, they are. And that's,
great side.
It's the thing about these days. You don't play a game on paper. It's obviously... And they...
Mate, it's attitude.
It's all about attitude. Mate,
if you look at the way the Broncos turn up from week one to week two and you just watch through it and you can read every stat, mate, every stat in the world, but... You know, Pangai Junior's attitude on Friday night to be brutal, to make it personal, that's what the players have to bring. And they're better coached and, you know, they've got more excuses now. And what I say excuses, they'd be told, like, they've got so many options at training. But the coach must expect you that when you pack your bag on Friday night to go to the game or Sunday, you put your attitude in there that you're going to come there and do whatever it takes. And then as a player, that's what you got to find.
All right, the next game is a Sunday evening game. Next Sunday here at ANZ Stadium versus Souths. So it doesn't get any easier. And before you ask, Gordon, yes, I am coming. And yes, I'm sitting in a corporate box. Before you make a big...
Is that a paid gig?
Yeah, the Chairman's Club. No, it's just I'm just coming along. I'm just going to sit around.
You're not emceeing anything?
No, nothing. I'm just going to come around and just...
Not going to wear that tuxedo, that rented tux that you hadn't taken back from last year's grand final.
The one that he nearly cried when we pulled the tag off. He was going to take it back up.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You ruined that suit. That's still up at Maddow Dry Cleaners. You ripped the button off it. So you're paying for that when it gets fixed.
Right? Why? You didn't pay
You've
for it.
You've got plenty. That's not the point. We'll take a break.
What is the point?
We'll come back and talk more rugby league. Dogs, Eels, live at ANZ Stadium as Triple M rocks the footy.
For Ream Hot Water. Triple M Footy. Real musicians playing real instruments. Rock's greatest hits. Rev it up, little boy. Plays rock's greatest hits like this. The songs you know and love. 104.9 Triple M, rock's greatest hits.
Australia, it's double stickies time. This Saturday 23rd and Sunday 24th of March, you'll get not one but two free stickies with every $30 you spend at Coles or Coles Express. Good sticky things are happening at Coles. While stocks last, terms and conditions apply.
The taste of victory is sweeter when you score serious value. So hit up Ladbrokes for our NRL double up. If your team wins by 12 points or more, we'll double your winnings. Double your winnings with Ladbrokes NRL Double Up. Available on Thursday and Friday NRL games this round. Ladbrokes. Back yourself.
Stake excluded. $100 max bonus. T's and C's apply. See ladbrokes.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
The Australian government is investing in transport infrastructure as part of a 10-year, $75 billion commitment to support our nation. Right across New South Wales, the Australian Government is making significant investments in hundreds of projects to deliver faster, safer connections. To learn more about this Australian Government-funded commitment and see New South Wales projects happening close to you, visit the website. Search Building Our Future. Authorised by the Australian Government, Canberra.
Good things come in threes, like you, Vodafone and the Google Pixel 3 phone. Fit everyone in with wide-angled selfies and lose the flash with Nightside. Get the Pixel 3 on our $35 red plan. That's $59 a month. Save a phenomenal $324 over 36 months. Hurry into Vodafone. It's for a limited time only. The Google Pixel 3 is calling. Ready? $35 red plan and $33 handset fee, including $9 loyalty discount. Total min cost $1,214. T's and C's apply.
Welcome to the Fungal. Discover Angkor Wat. Zip line through the jungle. Paddle down the river. Or ride the bamboo train. We've got fun and games in Cambodia. Sydney to Siem Reap from $276. Or Phnom Penh from $206. Book now. AirAsia.com.au.
We've raised the price on all Woolworths 2 and 3 litre fresh milk varieties. So what difference does 10 cents per litre mean to Australian dairy farmers like Greg?
So those funds will go to local suppliers of our dairy industry. There is 50 plus people that rely on our farm alone. So I think Woolworths customers are showing that they really have a concern for the local communities. It makes you proud for what they're doing for us.
Neds gives punters the power this NRL season. Neds, it's time to bet. Gamble responsibly.
Triple M footy.
It's winner, winner chicken breakfast? Macca's new chicken brekkie burger. Packed with bacon, egg, cheese, a hash brown and yep, 100% succulent Aussie chicken. Try the new chicken brekkie burger today. Available for a limited time before 10:30 a.m.
Footy.
Yeah, we're at ANZ Stadium. Lots and lots of feedback today via the email and the tweet and people texting in with all sorts of messages. And thank you very much to Carmine of...
Carmine of
Cabarita, who says... he said, well, Gordon Tallis, hashtag bully, is what he says. And then we've got Lorraine in Baralla, who says, when are they going to let up and leave you alone? And then I won't...
Thanks, Lorraine.
Sam from Bulleye says, I love how they all jump on each other, jump in and start kicking you in there. And they say, I thought at least when MG turned up, he might back you, but no love there either. Anyway, that's okay. I'm tough. I've got a thick skin.
Spit it out, chainsaw teeth.
Let's talk about the Dogs, Eels. My teeth are fixed, thank you very much.
Oh, no, well, get
Dogs,
your money back.
Dogs, Eels, this afternoon. Eels looking for two wins in a row after a gutsy win last week against Penrith, but the Dogs have always been their nemesis, Hoops, even no matter where they are on the ladder.
Yeah, so much proud history between those two clubs. We saw all those great grand finals in the 1980s between them. And today, look, they're at different phases. They're no longer the two yardstick sides of the competition, but that doesn't mean that they won't show up. And the Bulldogs, as we touched on earlier, they'll be desperate to try and make some sort of statement after what was bitterly disappointing over in New Zealand. And the Eels, well, they'll be looking to build on what was a really impressive first-up game against the Panthers. Oh, I'm keen to see how young Dylan Brown and Reed Marnie and these next generation of players make a Sevo that Brad Arthur has put some faith in go. And also a big in, I think, for the Parramatta Eels is Junior Paulo. He's one of their big-name signings over the off-season, and he didn't feature last weekend, but he will feature today, and I'll be keen to see how he goes against the Dogs pack.
Who do you tip here?
I'm going for the Eels.
Okay, what about you, Mark Geyer?
I'm going to mirror very much what Hoop says about the young blokes in particular, Sevo and Marnie and young Dylan Brown. Dylan Brown was in the media this week saying that he wants to be a millionaire. So he's got to play like one for a long time before that happens. But I like what he said. Look, I find it refreshing when kids back themselves. You know, I know that a lot of people didn't like what he said. But when a kid's...
I want to be a millionaire?
Yeah, he said, I want to be a millionaire. He said, football's going to be my job for the next 10 years and I want to make as much money as I can out of it when asked upon whether he's going to sign a long-term deal at Parramatta or not. So he was going to play out the rest of the year, then see what's out there.
Yeah. Well, he's got to play good.
I think sometimes that's what young players need to do. They need to put themselves under a little bit of pressure. You know, like same thing that the young Cleary did for Penrith. Waited till the end of the year to sign. And I don't mind it. I don't mind it.
You either do it with words or actions, like Sonny Bill Williams, love him or hate him.
One-year contracts.
One-year deals.
Yeah.
One-year deals. So if he gets injured at the end of the year and a club goes, well, I don't know how he's going to go, well, next year he mightn't get it because he's only going to play 6 months for you.
That's right.
Well, MG, who do you like?
I think the Dogs might win today.
Okay, Gordy, tell us.
A bit of a bounce back.
The Dogs last week, they got well and truly bashed up by the Warriors. Can they come back today, mate?
I think they'll be better, but I really like the way Parramatta turned up last week, you know, against the Penrith and their arch rivals, and, you know, they've put on some great clashes. I'm going to go Parramatta just to back it up. Ferguson was absolutely brilliant last week. Between him and Oates, you know, the meters they make, the work they go through, the relieving pressure they take off their forward packs.
Oh, isn't it good when you see a winger running back 30 metres each time he gets the ball?
Who do you like, Gordy?
I'm going to go Parramatta.
Okay. We welcome in Brent Reed now. Hello, Reedy.
Maureen, it's very timely you were just talking about Dylan Brown.
Yeah.
I've just gone down and had a chat with Brad Arthur.
Right.
And obviously we talked about Dylan Brown on Thursday night, didn't we, MG? And Brad noted your comments, Maureen, where you carved up Dylan Brown.
Oh, hang on.
He's not happy.
You did, mate.
You can't.
What have you done to this kid?
You're exactly,
he's 18 years of age.
He was a dickhead.
You know what exact words were? He goes, who is this pelican? That's what you said.
And I said that because pelicans are good.
You've got some fences for men. He is not happy, mate.
Can I just say, if there's any journalists on the way here that are, just queue up and you can all put the slipper in as you all walk in, okay? Because I'm down. I'm beaten. Here, Dan will back me. Dan Ganae.
Sorry, I didn't want to say this on here, but I can't do that cashy in June. The Ducks were wrong. So I'm calling on that Friday.
Thanks
for the offer.
That's all right.
But I can't do that cashy.
I'm sure Gordy will do it.
No, I can't. I'm in Croatia.
What did he have to say?
Well, after I calmed him down, Maru, because it was a tirade against you, you'll hear it soon.
Okay. Yeah. Well, look, what we've learned today is any jobs that I have for anyone that works here, that offer them to somebody from another radio station. Boys, what we have forgotten
Are there other radio stations?
Yeah, there is another game tonight, which we haven't really talked about at all. Tigers and the Warriors. And, of course, this is a home game for the Tigers at Campbelltown Stadium, just up the road here. Who do you like? You're a Tigers man, Hoops. Who do you like?
Yeah, I'm hoping the Tigers can make it two in a row to start the season, Maroon. They'll need to play really well because the Warriors were on fire last week.
Yeah, okay. The things that we don't expect from the Warriors have sort of crept into their game. I think Stephen Kearney's got a bit tougher. Adam Blair in the pack has given them like a bit of no-nonsense. So before where the Warriors would fade in and out of games and worry about their, you know, and just work on their skill, they're actually rolling up their sleeves, you know, just a little bit more. So I've tipped the Tigers. Simply because of the emotional week that the Warriors might have had, and it's going to be hard for those guys to
back up.
Yeah,
So I'm with Gordy. I'm on the Tigers, but interesting to see Blake Green and Kieran as a halves combination when everyone thought that Johnson, you know, once he left, and I thought once he left, well, there goes all their creativity. But it's a cool hand they need, I think, around all these big, you know, monster pack they've got, and Kieran seems to be the kid who's going to do it.
Mm. Okay. Well, that game, of course, is tonight. Just for the next few weeks, there are a couple of Sunday night games, and that one will follow this one tonight. That's the Warriors and the Tigers at Campbelltown. This is where we say goodbye. Hoops, we'll catch you tomorrow night on Fox League.
Thanks, Maroon.
Gordy, have a great call.
Thank you, Anthony. It's been a pleasure working with you.
Thank you, champion.
And I'll hand you over to Dan Ganae next as Triple M rocks the footy.